The grandmothers arrive from Cuba.
Yo, la abuela de Lian, materna.
They speak no English, but their message is clear.
Help us to return Lian home.
History for sale, the Watergate tapes on cassette.
We have a cancer close to the presidency. It's growing. It's growing daily.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. Elian Gonzalez's grandmothers have taken their case to the American people. They arrived in New York today on a flight arranged by the National Council of Churches. Reporter Carol Zimmer was there to meet them.
Both grandmothers say they plan to stay in New York for a few days, and they would like to meet with any government official who can help them to return Elian to Cuba. Through a translator, the child's maternal grandmother says the six-year-old belongs in Cuba with his father.
I feel that nobody has the right to make him an American citizen. He's born in Cuba. He lives in Cuba. He's a Cuban.
The two women have not seen Elian for 63 days, but did speak with him regularly up until a few days ago. They say they have no plans to go to Miami, but they're hoping to meet with their grandson as soon as possible. Carol Zimmer, CBS News, JFK Airport.
For reaction in Miami, we go live to CBS News reporter Peter King.
And the Miami faction of the Gonzalez family is angry, upset about the boy's grandmother's efforts to take him back to Cuba. So are their supporters. Adam Rossi doesn't know the family, but he's outside their house tonight wearing a t-shirt with Elian's picture on it.
If his father wants him, like we all say, if his father wants him so bad, then he has the obligation to come over here. Like he says, he doesn't have the obligation, yes, he does have the obligation. If he wants him, he should come over here, not the grandparents.
Dozens of well-wishers crowded the street outside this tiny home, among them three nuns who say they've spent the entire afternoon praying that Elian Gonzalez won't be returned to Cuba. Live in Miami's Little Havana, Peter King, CBS News.
Now this.
Mother Nature, you look tired.
Oh, thanks for pointing that out. Look, I'm busy. It's flu season. Everyone has questions.
Like, do you feed a cold or starve a fever? I can never get that straight.
Yeah, well, that's a tough one. Actually, it's more like, is it echinacea or zinc? People need answers.
And they can find them at mothernature.com.
Ooh, you catch on quickly.
You know, you're a little cranky when you're tired.
Charming observation. Anyway, log on. You'll find natural products and healthy advice.
Order now and save 50% on your first purchase. Restrictions apply. See mothernature.com website for details.
In the apartments, the air is dry. The heat will cause rashes, cause itch, and that's where Gold Bond comes in.
Rosie Jones of Maywood, Illinois, talks about Gold Bond medicated powder.
The Gold Bond relieves me instantly.
Gold Bond medicated powder. Triple action Gold Bond relieves itchy skin rashes with a proven medicated itch fighter, the absorbing action of powder, and the soothing action of zinc oxide.
I really love Gold Bond, I do.
Triple action Gold Bond. More than a powder, it's medication. Use only as directed.
In these final days before the Iowa caucuses, the abortion controversy dominates the Republican contest. CBS News correspondent Bob Foss is covering.
Hey there. Nice to meet you. Thanks.
As Republican frontrunner George W. Bush campaigned through Iowa, he continued to have trouble with the abortion issue. After his opponent Steve Forbes accused him of waffling, Bush explained that he thinks it should be up to state legislatures to decide on abortion and denied he's trying to have it both ways.
I've got a pro-life record as governor of Texas. I'm a pro-life, ran as a pro-life governor. I've got a pro-life record.
But Bush will not flatly answer the question of whether he thinks the Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion should be reversed, as he tries to keep anti-abortion activists in the Republican Party happy while not alienating moderate voters he'll need later. Bob Thaw, CBS News, Des Moines.
CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer reports on the Democratic race.
Moving to fight voter apathy and overconfidence, Vice President Gore insists he's ignoring polls that make him the Iowa Democratic frontrunner.
And I am not taking a single vote for granted. I'm out here early. I'm staying late.
Gore also told CBS News that opponent Bill Bradley's latest irregular heartbeat episode should not be an issue. Bradley is also trying to motivate his supporters.
What this campaign is about is asking good people to come forward and join us.
Bradley is courting caucus newcomers as Gore counts on party regulars in Monday's vote. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Des Moines.
President Clinton went to Caltech today talking about his final budget's commitment to science.
This budget makes research at our nation's universities a top priority, with increasing funding of more than $1 billion. University-based research provides the kind of fundamental insights that are most important in any new technology or treatment.
Overall, Mr. Clinton wants Congress to boost research funding by $2.8 billion, and in his State of the Union speech next week, he's expected to call for a $100 million program to help low-income families get computers and get online. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Nortel Networks presents A Minute on the Internet.
I'm Alan Weber, founding editor of Fast Company magazine. For every reason that customers have to buy online, speed, convenience, ease, there are just as many reasons why they won't. So if you're using your website to sell, you've got to make it easy to enter and to navigate. Don't bog them down. Put the bare bones important product information where it's easy to find. Relegate the details to linked pages. Remember, fast is friendly. So take a ride on your own website with a borrowed laptop and an average modem and see what's not working. Response time counts. How fast can you get back to a customer? Do you issue a confirmation email? Time is money. And if you want to make money, save your customers time.
A Minute on the Internet is made possible by Nortel Networks. We're building the new high-performance internet with optical solutions that increase speed and capacity. Just one way we're making it easier to do business on the internet. NortelNetworks.com.
They're $18 a piece, $702 for the whole set. If you're a Watergate buff, you won't want to be without the White House tapes made available by the National Archives today. CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein reports.
The lies, the cover-up, the intrigue are all there for you to hear on 12 and a half hours of tapes. Here's White House counsel John Dean talking about Watergate burglar G. Gordon Liddy and his dirty tricks.
Liddy laid out a million-dollar plan that was the most incredible thing I have ever laid my eyes on. Black bag operations, kidnapping, providing prostitutes.
Dean also warned Mr. Nixon of a growing cancer in his administration.
We have a cancer close to the presidency.
It's all very hard to understand, but it's the real thing. The conversations that brought down a president. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
A report released by the National Archives today supports the finding that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in assassinating President Kennedy. The conclusion is based on scientific analysis of the bullet that killed Kennedy. It's 7 past the hour.
The problem with problems is that they'll keep coming back unless you know what causes them in the first place. Do you need legal-size faxing? Do you require a three-hole punch? Do you want to print color on a heavier paper stock? Do you have someone in your corner? Well, that last one's easy. 1-800-63-RICO. As your printing jobs become more complex, RICO Networked Officio Solutions keep it simple.
Jenny, I heard about a hot opportunity at Booyah Technology. Perfect for an IT hot dog like you.
Cool, Bill. How do I apply?
Call 800.
There's a better way, people. Computerjobs.com. Real jobs. Updated hourly. Customized to your individual profile. The control you need. The results you deserve. If you're serious about your IT career, you'll go there.
Computerjobs.com. Outlive your code. Upgrade your future.
Another record for the NASDAQ, up 45 points to 4235. The Dow lost 99 points today. Republican Congressman Dan Burton is chairman of the Government Reform and Oversight Committee and a golf nut. Right now he's at the Bob Hope Celebrity Golf Tournament in Palm Springs. So Congressman Henry Waxman, the ranking Democrat on the committee, wonders out loud if there's any connection between that and Burton's plan to hold a hearing in Los Angeles on Monday. Burton says it really works out best this way.
It's convenient. It doesn't cost the taxpayers as much money as if I made a special trip out here later, and so we decided to do it during this trip.
Burton insists tax dollars are not paying for his golf junket, but Waxman says they will pay for the staff members, aides, witnesses, and security personnel who will have to fly out for the hearing. That's the World News Roundup, produced this week by Frank Telch and Diane James. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.